Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with Melanie Goldmitz. She is the Executive Director of Alma Children's Education Foundation. Melanie, I'd like to start off by taking this time to thank you for doing this interview and for taking the time out of your busy schedule to meet with me today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Wonderful. Melanie, I'd love for you to begin by telling our audience more about yourself, along with the work that you do as the Executive Director of Alma Children's Education Foundation.
Okay, wonderful. So I am a nonprofit professional, and I'm really passionate about helping children get access to education within Latin America. And so being the Executive Director of ALMA means that I get to work with our team in Peru and Bolivia, and also all of our donors and volunteers and supporters in Canada, and kind of build a bridge between them. So a big part of my job is fundraising, but another portion is raising awareness, reporting, and all of that fun administrative work the NGOs have to do.
That's wonderful. Melanie, the mission of Alma Children's Education Foundation is to improve education for economically impoverished children in Latin America, as you mentioned, through projects that reinforce critical thinking, creativity, and analytical reasoning. Your website mentions that with the help of over 50 volunteers and employees worldwide and countless supporters, ALMA has impacted over 5,000 children in Latin America. Can you please tell us more about the significance and the impact of the work that is being done by your foundation?
Yes. So for us, we work with really small remote communities within Peru and Bolivia. And we are a mainly volunteer-run organization. So we have over 50 volunteers, as you said, both in Canada, Spain, all around the world, who help us deliver this mission. So for us, we have 29 different projects, and they range from after-school homework clubs to a center for victims of child trafficking. But the real thing that kind of overarches and brings all these projects together is our mission that everything has to do with building critical thinking and developing creativity. So rather than focusing on one specific topic to teach, we really try to focus on giving children the tools they need to have the choice on what they want to learn.
And now with the work that you've been doing for ALMA Children's Education Fund, what would you say have been some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you've done?
Sure. So the most rewarding by far is being able to talk to our program director in Peru and hear about how the projects are going and being able to hear the stories, because I think it's really easy for us to get caught up in the stats and think, oh, it's great how many children we've helped. But when you actually get to hear what's happening on the ground, that's the most impactful part for me. A great example of that is we have a girl named Karina who was a part of our Colcha Biblioteca project. Then she was in our ALMA alumni project. And basically what she was trying to do was pass this entrance exam for university so she could go. And it was really challenging for her, and she had a lot of pressure to not go. And our program director worked with her to study and to prepare. And the first time she failed the exam, and our program director supported her and told her to keep trying. And at the end, not only did she pass this entrance exam, but she did so well on it that she earned a Beca DSA Ocho scholarship.
Wow.
Which gave her all of her tuition, any expenses that you can think of, paid, and she got to choose where she wanted to study. So she's now studying environmental engineering in Colombia. And for me, that is just by far the best aspect of a job you could have, is when you actually hear about the impact and really get to know the kids that you're helping. And for challenges,
yes.
there's definitely a lot of challenges. I think the biggest challenge, though, for probably anyone working in the nonprofit sector is burnout. You care so much about what you're doing that it's really hard to turn it off. You know, I think when people are like, oh, how is your job? I like to think of it more like a lifestyle, because you're so passionate and it just consumes all of your life, which is amazing. But I think the balance or the downside to that is you really need to be careful to not work to the point where you're not actually being as productive as you could be.
Absolutely. I strongly agree with you. I think that with anyone who's very passionate about working in an NGO, anyone who's passionate about anything, whether it be working a private or public sector, it's so important to have that work-life balance. So if you are committed to your work, you need to, you know your limit, and you need to, you know, make sure that everything that needs to get done is done, but you need to, you know, not only devote yourself to your work, but devote yourself to yourself as a person. So I agree with you 100%. And that's something that oftentimes is difficult for people to do, especially if, you know, they're consumed working on a project, or if they, you know, they have a vision, or they, you know, are collaborating with a number of people on various projects. Your work can become your personal life in many ways, in more ways than one. But with that being said, there are obviously a lot of rewarding aspects associated with helping children and with the work that you have devoted yourself to doing at Alma Children's Education Foundation. And for all of the listeners who are tuning in today, how can our listeners get involved with Alma Children's Education Foundation today?
Sure. So the easiest way is to follow us on social media. And I think that's a great way to be able to read stories from the field, interact with other supporters or volunteers. And then once you learn more about us, we have a lot of different opportunities for people to get involved. Maybe people want to join our marathon or attend an event, or they can always try to volunteer with the organization as well. As I mentioned before, we are really volunteer run, so we're always open to people who want to support our organization by devoting time as well. So there's a few different ways to help, but I think the best place to start is checking out our social media and our website to learn more.
And I think just by going on Alma Children's Education Foundation, you can see all of the opportunities that are available to you. So if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, you can join the Alma community. And you can just go on the website, which I will include in this publication. So for anyone who's interested in becoming a volunteer, or anyone who's interested in obtaining more information about Alma Children's Education Foundation, there will be a link that will be included in this publication, so you can obtain more information about the work, about the projects, and about the significance and impact of the work that's currently being done by your foundation. And now, for those who are interested in making a donation to Alma Children's Education Foundation, can you please discuss the impact that a donation can have on the lives of children in some of the poorest and most remote areas of the world, such as in regions such as Peru and Bolivia?
Yes, so when you make a donation, you really are investing in a child's future. And in each community that we work in, that impact is very different. So in some communities, it's working with early education programs. And in others, it's maybe giving the opportunity for a secondary school student to prepare for university. What's really great that we've just launched this year is we've actually given donors now the choice to choose where their donations can go. So we have a giving catalog, so that way, whether you can give $25 or $500, you're able to choose what project or what item you would like to sponsor for our children in Peru and Bolivia. And the great part too is that you can actually follow up with our staff, and we're always more than happy to give you an update on where your donation went.
I have a lot of respect for the work that you do, and I encourage everyone listening to this interview to go on the website and to certainly make a donation. Every donation counts. Every bit of help makes a difference. And whether you're able to become a volunteer, whether you're able to make a donation, or whether you want to be involved in one way or another, go on the website. You'll see all of the opportunities that are made available to you. But I highly suggest to everyone to donate and to look into making a difference, because this is, you know, significant foundation. You guys do a lot of work that helps these children who are impoverished situations in impoverished parts of the world. So I highly suggest that you guys who are tuning in, please contribute and help out any way possible. It's so beneficial to be surrounded by people who, you know, you can turn to for advice. I know, for example, here at the NATO Association of Canada, as we were discussing earlier, I've been with this association for over a year, and the work that our president, Julie Lindhout, who you'll meet, and our corporate development officer, Robert Baines, the work that they're doing here makes a significant difference in terms of educating the public about world issues, international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy. So with that being said, I also want to mention that I was also impressed with your background because during 2012, you were a volunteer, and you went on a volunteer trip to a children's home outside of Peru. This is when you fell in love with Latin America, and you have returned to Cusco to build upon your initial experience every year since. So clearly that passion, that drive, that devotion, and that determination is there, and I can see it just by looking at you when you talk about Alma Children's Education Foundation, when you talk about the work that you have previously done through your initiatives and through your dedication. I can just, it's something that I can see. So with that passion and with your experience and with your knowledge and your expertise, can you tell us more about what that trip meant for you and what that experience was like for you?
Sure. So that trip changed everything about my life completely. Yeah. I went and I volunteered just outside Cusco to El Arca Children's Home. And it's this amazing family. All the children are there for different reasons. A lot of times it's because of abuse. Sometimes it's because they don't have parents to go to. But the one thing that they all have is just this care to help other people. And I think it's so different than our culture here in Canada, especially because we're brought up to always think about ourselves and to better our own lives. And then you have these kids who have nothing, who have gone through so much hardship, and all they want to do is help other people. All they want to do is give what little they have. I have all the cards from them still. That's my entire office. It's just their cards. But when you read them, there's this one from this girl, Daniela, who I love more than anything. But she says, I don't have anything to give you, but if I did, I would want to give it to you. And I think it's just so refreshing to see people who have so much love, so much amazing values. And for me, being able to see that and to be a part of their family, even if it was for a short amount of time, changed my entire view on the world. And so going back every year has been amazing. And the first time I went thinking I was a volunteer, but now every time I go back, it's just like visiting a second family. I know all the kids by name, and it's just the best experience in the whole world. It's really hard to describe, but I really love those kids.
Melanie, I want to say that, again, I'm impressed with your background and the work that you have done and the work that you're currently doing. For all of those who have tuned in to this interview today, what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you directly?
Sure. So all of my contact information is on the ALMA website. So the best way is just to email me or give me a call if you have any questions. But if you go on the website, it's www.almafoundation.ca. You can see my profile and it'll give you all the emails, because that's one of the things we really care about in our organization, is staying small in the sense that anyone can contact our executive director or our program director to learn more.
Melanie, thank you so much for your time. It's been a complete honor getting to know you and then also learning more about ALMA Children's Education Foundation. Are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
I think the one thing I would say is my favorite quote, and it's work for something so important that even if you fail, the world is better off because you tried. And for me, I think those words are so important, because for anyone who wants to work in the NGO space, it's not always going to be easy. But I think if you know that what you're working for is so important, that all of those challenges and all those hardships will end up worth it. And then everyone will end up happier in the end.
Absolutely. Melanie, thank you so much.
Thank you.